Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Adonai filled him with a spirit of wisdom, and clothed him with a robe of glory. O Thomas, still with warmth and light, your mind renews the Church of God. May we who offer praise this day be blessed to work for truth in love. With your most pure and simple heart, you saw the mystery you adored, and raised to gaze on things divine, you found where human truths are stored. You watched and prayed and pondered deep, O Lord my God, that I may see. God heard your prayer, and through that grace we now enjoy what you received. In humble silence you had learned from Christ your friend to master sin, and then with glorious words you told of that great freedom found in him. O gracious teacher, pray that we, like you, may clearly see the way, and humbly without fear proclaim the truth that brings eternal day. O loving Abba, hear our prayer. Through Jesus Christ, your loving Son, that in your Spirit we may live and praise you ever three in one. Amen. Those who live as children of the light, bring forth goodness, justice, and truth. My soul sing praise to Adonai. I will praise Adonai all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Never depend on rulers, born of earth, they cannot save. They die and turn to dust, and all their plans simply crumble. They are wise who depend on God, who look to the Adonai of Jacob, creator of heaven and earth, maker of the teeming sea. Adonai keeps faith forever, and is just to all who are oppressed, the one who gives bread to the hungry, and sets all the prisoners free. Adonai gives sight to the blind, raises those whose bodies are bent, protects refugees and strangers, upholds and comforts widows and orphans. Adonai is one who loves the just and blocks the path of the wicked. Adonai will reign forever, Zion's God from one generation to the next. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those who live as children of the light bring forth goodness, justice, and truth. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. With you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me prudently in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Thanks be to God. Wisdom has built herself a house. She has prepared her table, has brought forth her wine, and she calls to her children, "Come and eat of my bread, and drink of my wine. Come to the feast I prepared for you." They have come from the eastern and western lands, gathered around the table at the feast of the reign of God. "Come and eat of my bread, and drink of my wine. Come to the feast I prepared for you." Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. Wisdom has built herself a house. She has prepared her table, has brought forth her wine, and she calls to her children, "Come and eat of my bread, and drink of my wine. Come to the feast I prepared for you." You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify God. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. A prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas. O ineffable Creator, out of the treasure of your wisdom you have most wisely distributed the parts of the world. O true fountain of light and wisdom, pour upon the inborn darkness of my understanding the double beam of your brightness, and so remove from me the darkness of sin and ignorance. O Word who makes eloquent the tongue of the dumb, instruct my tongue and pour on my lips the grace of your blessing. Give me quickness of understanding, capacity of retaining, subtlety of interpreting, facility in learning, and copious grace in speaking. Guide my going in, direct my going forward, accomplish my going forth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.